This coming weekend, St John's will get the opportunity to own a piece of Revival, the television series produced in and around the city. Local production company central to the shoot, Hemmings House Pictures, has got together with A1 Auctioneers to auction off numerous props and items used in the shoot. Although the TV show was well received by audiences and received a number of award nominations, its future is as yet undecided. Having held on to the items used in the production for some months, Hemmings House has now made the decision to auction off the items. Local 107.3 FM spoke with founder of Hemmings House Pictures, Greg Hemmings, about what St John's might be able to pick up at the auction and what such a large production means for the industry in the city and New Brunswick as a whole.
As the producers of the TV series Revival, we have come to the unfortunate situation where we're not going to have a second season anytime soon. Now, it's not saying it's not going to happen, but it's not going to happen this year. As a result, we've held on to so many different props and pieces of furniture and set pieces, and we're storing it and we're paying for that storage. So it makes sense for all productions to hold on to their props for a certain period of time and then dispose of them. And it's a great kind of fun way to offer the community a chance to buy a little piece of cinematic history, if you will. So it might be an old crazy looking couch, but it was the old crazy looking couch that was in Revival Season 1, Episode 3. Yeah, so we are working with A1 Auctioneers, and this Saturday, which is May 16th, down at our old production office, which is actually in the Prince Edward Square Mall building, the auction is happening. So this is very large open space, so everything is going to be pulled out and very easy to kind of go through and take a look at. And it's not just props and furniture and set pieces. We also have vehicles. We've got a sheriff's car, for example. And we've got just a whole bunch of interesting period piece vehicles that we're going to be selling off, probably at a really good price. We have some hospital equipment that were props in our made-up hospital that's for sale, a fair bit of clothing. So for anybody who's really interested in thrifting, there's going to be a lot of really interesting costumes that you can go through. Anything from lamps to old tools to an old video camera, which I'm just realizing, oh my gosh, I need to buy that because it's the same video camera I used to have when I was first getting into the industry. And there's going to be something for everybody in there. Even if you're not, if you've never seen the show Revival, it doesn't matter. There's still a lot of really good quality things that are for sale.
And I suppose to go back a little bit, do you want to kind of remind us a little bit about what the show is, what was and is, and hopefully will be again?
Yeah, well, Revival is a television series that my company, Hemmings Films, produced here in St. John, New Brunswick a year and a half ago or so. And it's a real fun series that I call it zombie adjacent. It is about people coming back to life, but it's not the classic zombie TV series that you're used to seeing. It's a real fun watch. And if you haven't had a chance to watch it, get Crave and make sure you take it for a spin.
And you have answered this. I mean, there's nothing really to infer about the future of the show. You just know nothing's happening right now. I mean, are there hopes for something in the future?
There's always hope. The thing is, if we sell all of our props and all of our vehicles, all we have to do is buy them again. If you know, it's just that when you pay for storage for that much stuff every single month without knowing full on, after a year and year and a half, it's like it's time to just get rid of it. And if we get a second season, which is still very possible, but if it happens, we just start fresh and we go scour the world again and try to find another old cop car and, you know, old hospital beds and things like that. So it's all part of the process.
To sort of reflect back slightly, I mean, about the success of the show, there were some award nominations and the audience reception of it. Does that give you some hope for it to continue?
One of our little awards, way over there on the window, I got two of them. Those are the Rotten Tomato Certified Fresh trophies. And getting certified fresh is pretty good from Rotten Tomatoes. So we scored very well. And then for the Canadian Screen Awards, Melanie Scrofano, our lead actress, she got a nomination for Best Lead. We also got a nomination for Editor. So like, these are all just great things when trying to defend the next season, but also defend another series, you know, a whole different project. You know, the more recognition we can get as New Brunswick producers that are able to punch above our weight and produce television shows that are of critical acclaim, the better.
Back to the auction itself. How can people get involved if people are interested in maybe just looking at the stuff, but also might be interested in buying some things and making some bids? I mean, how can people actually do that?
They physically go down to Prince Edward Square Mall, and it's an in-person physical auction. So you go in, you rifle through the stuff, and then you make a bid, and then hopefully you walk away with something awesome. I really hope that people come out. You know, we're very fortunate to have A1 Auctioneers take care of the whole thing. So we're not really involved as a production company. I will pop down because there's an item or two that I wouldn't mind grabbing. Just because I was one of the executive producers and owners of the show, I'm not able to just go pick up my nice little things and take home. So even me, I'm gonna have to put some bids on things that I want. It's exciting right now that our big CBC documentary, The Berg, is now not only available on CBC Gem, but also on CBC's YouTube. So anybody can see it and it's worth checking out. And I'm really excited about that. Also, we've got a fun little 4-episode documentary series on Bell 5, Bell TV One, and it's called Atlantic Pursuits. It just released this month. And it's following Emily Roger, who she's a world famous angler and fly fisher. She built a canoe from scratch up on the Miramichi River. And it's a really nice little documentary series about the process of making a canoe. And you can see that on, if you're a Bell subscriber, you can see that on Bell TV One. There is a potential, a career potential in so many different aspects if we had a thriving film industry, which we're trying to get that. We're trying to get a thriving industry. And it's slowly but surely, you know, starting to look brighter.
The auction takes place on Saturday, May 16th at Prince Edward Square Mall. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.